You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm John Waters. Is there any place for a Catholic in politics? Can Catholics make a worthwhile contribution to politics? Well, here in Rome, a group of young people have been exploring these questions. Faith Anderson and Tom Burke are part of a group of Catholic interns from the British Parliament who've been on a visitation to Rome as part of their year in Parliament. Faith, tell me about the Parliamentary Internship Scheme, what it's about, and how you came to be a part of it.
So the scheme is run by the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. It lasts for 1 year, and they take a group of young Catholics recently graduated and either place them in Parliament or in parliamentary relations roles in agencies of the Church to give us a bit of experience of a career in public life and combining that with faith. So most of us saw the internship scheme advertised at our university chaplaincies, and then we applied and were placed either with MPs in the House of Commons, with the Bishops' Conference, or in the charity sector. So Caritas, which deals with domestic policy, or CAFOD, overseas development and external policy.
Okay, and which of those have you been doing, Faith?
So I'm doing social action in this country, so I work for Caritas, looking after Catholic charities and lobbying on behalf of Catholic charities in Parliament.
Excellent. Now, Tom, can you explain to me a little what contributions you as an intern have made to Parliament, and going a little further than that, what contributions Catholics can make to politics in today's age where it can be quite difficult to be publicly identified as a Catholic?
So, as an intern in Parliament working for an MP, I effectively act as a researcher, so I will prepare briefings, I will write press releases and help the MP that I work with make core decisions on how he will vote. In a broader sense, as a Catholic, you can bring the social teaching that you're aware of into your decision-making, both overtly as a Catholic and bringing it more subtly into the way you operate, so you can back bills using economic reasoning or political reasoning, but bringing your Catholic identity into the decision-making. It's not necessarily about explaining your Catholic reasoning behind your decisions, but you do base it on those.
Okay. And just finally, for both of you, what's the internship scheme given to you personally, professionally? And do you see this as a hopeful time for politically active Catholics?
So for me, I find the day-to-day tasks could be done by somebody who isn't Catholic. The other side of the scheme is living in a Catholic community and meeting high-up Catholics and learning more about your faith as part of your work, so they're not separate. So personally, it gives me hope to think that it's possible that for the rest of my life I could combine my day-to-day stuff with the Catholic side of me, if you like.
Yeah, I would agree. It's finding work that isn't explicitly spiritual but actually does integrate your faith into everyday life is something the scheme's very good at. And as Faith said, it's a fantastic network to be able to tap into, both in terms of former interns, in terms of the Catholics that you meet working for the Church and for other organisations, and just being able to work within a parliamentary environment.
And look, we're here in Rome.
And we're here
it's
in Rome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But in terms of Catholics who want to be involved in politics, I think there is no better time. With the internet, with information as readily available, and with politicians as accessible as they are now, I think anyone who wants to become involved in politics has a fantastic time. It's a fantastic time to do that.